Pyometra in the bitch is a disease that results from multiple estrous cycles. During each diestrous under the influence of progesterone, there is endometrial gland growth and suppressed myometrial activity. After multiple progesterone exposures, or estrous cycles, the pathologic hyperplasia results in the formation of cystic glands, or cystic endometrial hyperplasia. Increased number and size of the endometrial glands with cystic endometrial hyperplasia is a precursor to pyometra. Estrogen also enhances the stimulatory effects of progesterone in the uterus by inducing progesterone receptors. In particular, the pharmacological concentrations of estrogens administered during diestrous greatly increases the risk of pyometra. E. coli receptors are also induced, resulting in the attachment of E. coli to the endometrium. The antigen-antibody complexes from the E. coli end up in the glomeruli. Since this is a disease of multiple progesterone exposures, dogs with pyometra are usually greater than 6 years old. With an open cervix pyometra, you may see a vaginal discharge, lethargy, depression, anorexia, inappetence, maybe some polyuria, polydipsia, and some vomiting. The dogs with open cervix pyometras are usually relatively healthy, though, compared to those with closed cervix pyometra. In dogs with closed cervix pyometra, you see great depression, lethargy, weakness, inappetence, polyuria, polydipsia, and vomiting. The white count is also very high with a left shift. To diagnose a pyometra, the CBC is generally very high with a left shift, and a urinalysis reveals isosthenuria. Radiographs are also very helpful, although the pregnant uterus may appear enlarged on a radiograph, and that's why ultrasound is probably a better diagnostic method to see a pyometra. To treat a pyometra, ovarian hysterectomy is the treatment of choice in a non-breeding bitch. However, if the bitch is to be bred in the future, prostaglandins plus antibiotics can be used. Start with a low dose of prostaglandin, 0.15 milligrams per kilogram, twice a day or three times a day, and then increase the dose if you don't see bad side effects. Effects of prostaglandin, such as restlessness, salivation, urination, vomiting, diarrhea, and cardiovascular collapse may occur. Side effects usually do diminish as treatment progresses, and that's why increasing doses can be used. You need to reevaluate these bitches in 2 weeks, and if the signs are still present, repeat the treatment. It's very important to breed the bitch on the next estrus as reoccurrence of pyometra is very likely. Relatively good fertility has been reported after these treatments.